This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were talking about the demise of 3D television yesterday, or at least how it's changing, I guess. Today, what may well be, actually, what almost certainly will be the future of television, TV on the internet. If you think you've heard this before, you have. Networks large and small have been trying to figure out how to do it profitably for years now, and somehow a solution always seems just around the corner. Right now, one possible solution's name is Google. Stan Alcorn has the story from New York.
YouTube, Netflix, cable television. Google's been trying to get them all to play nice at least since 2010.
Why can't they work together? Well, now they can. Introducing Google TV.
But Google TV never really took off, in part because to actually watch your favorite shows, you still needed to buy a separate cable package. What Google is reportedly trying now is to replace cable, making deals directly with TV networks.
In essence, that would be changing the current model.
Bill Carroll is director of programming for the Katz Television Group.
Since the model, for the most part, seems to be working, someone would have to make a pretty significant case as to why this is a better way.
That case is being made by consumers. Alex Costantini lives in Brooklyn. He used to have a cable package worth almost $100 a month.
We basically got the premium package, NFL Sunday Ticket, everything imaginable.
But
at the end of the day, I had a group of maybe 5 to 10 shows that were my go-to shows.
Now he's looking for a service that would let him get just those shows. With Google's new product, he'd likely still have to subscribe to a bundle of channels. But entertainment analyst Robert Galinsky thinks the audience is pushing to watch online and a la carte.
The age-old common denominator is money, and the industries are realizing that this is where the money is.
But don't expect the TV networks to realize it overnight. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.